Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 35? I want to say 35. Yep, pretty sure we're at Episode 35, which means we're getting to the end. I think we could wrap this up within 40 episodes or less. Maybe two, we'll see. Welcome to Pathfinder First Edition's War for the Crown podcast, Dice Before Dishonor. We have revising his role as Bartholomew the Bold, Bartholomew the Brave. How come we haven't come up with any BB, like double B's for you?
I don't know. Why haven't we?
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's like we totally, like somebody should have totally, you know, it's all Barkley Bubble this butt. And Barkley that.
Bartholomew the Bubble Butt.
I have the biggest ass as my father's ass in military tradition. Look at this. Look at this bubble.
Well, statistically, I do.
Statistically speaking.
I did put a couple extra points into the gajunkadunk.
Leading us in chivalry and out of the gate in comedy, Mr. Frank Hamilton is in the house tonight playing Lord Garl of Arth.
What's up, everybody?
Matt Witt, the man on the bee, the Baba Barkley, the machine, the stealth, the sniffer, the man that has to hold up a 600-pound halfling. How big is your halfling? Oh, how big is it? He's schmuted his mic. He's ashamed to say.
600 pounds. Could you imagine a halfling that weighed 600 pounds?
It would be stick out like this.
It would like I just can't even imagine the physical shape of it. I don't
think like
it
would have
imagine,
one.
Not only it's hard to imagine tick. People that are
no,
600 pounds.
He's actually 90 pounds. He was 100 pounds, well, but he's now 90 pounds.
When Barkley wakes up in the middle of the night doing this, not only did he dream it, he fucking imagined it, and it's a nightmare. Matt Witt is in the house tonight.
Hello, everybody.
Our fly, samurai. I may have an actual... Look, see? A little samurai. See that? Yeah, little samurai. Knight on this side, samurai on this side, because samurai are people too, damn it. Mr. J. Tamlin's in the house.
I don't see the samurai on that side, actually. It's just the blackness, or just the flag.
Samurai. Oh.
Ah.
With a Loth pendant. Fear of the spider. All right. Well, I'll try to get him in the shot. Mr. J. Tam's in the house tonight.
Konnichiwa, minasan. Genki desu ka?
So many NPCs, so many voices, so many people to play. Am I up for the challenge? I guess we might know by season two. But in the meantime, I'm calling upon our new Starfinder GM to fill the role of Juan Zabari. And he's doing a really fun job of it. Mr. Rob Hammond's in the house tonight.
Good evening.
Which leaves Aiden Willems is gone missing. Fafal isn't in the main hallway. He's not back there with the new Emistos Gullbend who rejoined the party recently. But we'll have to get back to what exactly where he is and what he is doing next time. But for tonight, for right now, the problem is a language barrier. Gentlemen, no one speaks Draconic. No one seems to amongst the Cavaliers and Samurai. No one speaks Draconic. No one speaks Gnome. No one speaks Undercommon. What will you guys do?
See, I think the burden of communication lies at the merchant. So he should be working to talk to us.
Winston will look at Gildervarth and say, "My lord, do nobles not have a plethora of useless skills that they learn in their spare time?"
Some do, yes. But us being lowly cavaliers, no, not so much. I know a trivial smattering of knowledge nobilities and, you know, how
perhaps
to
we
a liar.
Should ask one of our wards, if they can understand.
Turn over our shoulder. Who speaks this? Whatever.
Shout out to Fantasy Grounds, our sponsor, for providing us with the books and an awesome platform. But check out our second sponsor, the Devon Knight Mini, the perfect Cobalt Alchemist to play the Cobalt Alchemist Merchant. Check out how cool this mini is. Like, it literally looks like one was built for the other. Got a nice zoom in there tonight. I'm sorry, gentlemen. You were saying, calling back to the plebes in the background.
I do recognize that bellow, and I believe I can be of service. Excuse me, gentlemen, and I will make my way to where they are.
Okay. You speak Draconic, Juan?
Yes.
Oh.
My friends, you need someone to speak Draconic?
Yes.
This I can do.
Speak to this thing and see what he's saying, and I'll step out of the way.
Greetings, friend Kobold, I say in Draconic.
Finally somebody that speaks plain English. Wait a minute.
Well,
I'm sorry, I had something in my throat. Welcome
welcome, my friend, to Mimipip's Underdark Shop of Horrors and Utilities and all kinds of things you would need for a boss fight. I mean, I know what you're thinking. Why would a kobold such as myself... Oh, sorry, just got a little bit of kitten stuck in there. Such as myself... Oh, that's really in there. Excuse me one second. As I was saying, such as myself, would choose to open a shop down here so close to the Underdark and yet so close to the surface. Why, for special customers like you?
Well, as I said, being an ardent observer of Abadar, I understand also why you are here.
Yes. So.
Now, we will have need of your services. And I turn back to, and I'm like, he's a merchant. He's offering to sell us things.
Pip, Zarf!
Do you wish...
Get the cheap stuff. I mean the good stuff.
Point at him. Don't.
Sorry.
And in Draconic, you do not wish to taunt these gentlemen. Now, again, would you...
They look like fine folk. Shiny armor. Lots of bulging pouches around the groin area. I think we can do business in 20 gold piece increments.
Oh, I am sure we can do business. But a fair business we need to do. And I turn back to the group and say, well, what do we need? What do you need? You require some potions. I apologize that I've run out of energy to heal you. Well, let's see. I'll turn back and ask him, do you have any potions that could help us or heal us right now?
I'm sorry. Is Juan asking me or is Rob asking me? I really like the Juan voice.
It's a chronic. That's the side I turn back. And, oh, you
have to provide Zubari voice. I love Zubari
voice. For a friend merchant. I do be needing some supplies, especially in terms of aiding my friends. Will you provide us with these things?
Your draconic accent is funny. But yeah, I've got it.
Fair enough, I'm from far away.
Healing, you want healing, you want buffs, you want debuffs, you want things that go boom, piff, piff, put that down. That'll explode right in your hands, boy. Don't drop it, just put it down.
Firstly,
sorry.
But my friend, like I said, we are... I'm not trying to rush you, but we cannot stay here forever. What array of potions do you have for me?
Well, we've got this lovely number here. This,
and as you pick them up, I will describe them back to the group.
Turn your outer carapace. It's hard as wood. People will be knocking on you for a luck, left, right, and center. Small drawback, but what can I say? It's a bottle of hardening yourself against the elements.
Ooh, resistance is good, but right now, what do you have for healing?
this lovely brackish pink. yeah, that's healing right there.
May I ask the provenance of the item?
I don't think you're using the proper draconic word.
Who provided it to you?
Oh, I purchased this in the streets of Nephilatobin.
As I would say, because where I hail from, if I was to provide you with a potion, I would have a small... I hold up my Abadar symbol on the bottle saying where it's from. So may I check it for legitimacy?
Sure. Spellcraft.
Give me a second here. I do spellcraft right there. The 19.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably using, funky underground mushrooms and things that, like, not the traditional components, but there is definitely positive energy of the healing nature within this brackish vial, yeah.
I try to get Lord Gilbert's attention.
Yes?
Yes? I toss it to you, like this. This way, this should aid you. Shubari was always here to help. I just toss it to you. It's a potion bottle.
Take it. He's giving it to us, then.
Let's just say he was foolish enough to put it in my hands before we had ascribed a price. So please, take it now. We'll work the difference out later.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Well, no, we can work out the price. It will be paid for, but you need this now, sir.
I see the wisdom in your words. As long as it's paid for.
Oh, we will come to an agree, a deal. But like I said, we need to test this product.
All right, I'll drink it.
I do not trust the marked bottles.
Okay. And that's getting assurance that it will be paid for.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
I am not understanding the conversation, but I am watching the, here, yeah, yeah. And you go, okay, right?
Yeah.
Sniff, sniff, acceptable. As soon as you go glug, glug, he jumps up on the counter, bombs in hand. What the fuck?
My friend, he's just trying it. We need to be assured of your product. Now, how much is that potion worth?
60 gold.
60, that's foolish. I wouldn't pay that price above ground for such a potion.
Frank, you gain 4 hit points.
Yay!
D8 plus 4. You refuse to pay? I can take the healing back. Flick.
I do not refuse to pay. Now I examine him with my medical to see exactly how much healing was done, so I can justify what we're going to charge with the potion. You need to calm down, my friend. Put your bombs
down. You're trying to rip me off.
No, I'm trying to barter a good deal.
That is a magical, expensive potion. Time, labor, cost to smuggle it. I mean, bring it up here, and you're just knocking it back. Well, let me tell you, buddy, I got lots of things for sale, including self-defense. So,
can I ask you why you will not barter for a price? 60 gold is far too high.
No barter. You asked for the price, $60. I let you examine my wares, and now this guy glugs it down. You owe me 60 gold. You should have asked the price before he took it.
Oh, I can pay him for it. That's
you
not a
break
problem.
It, you bought it. You drank it.
No,
I'll own it.
No. I will.
You
pay
shit
him
it out.
Potion.
I won't take it back. He just goes on and on and on.
Even I, your friend, or trying to be a friend, has some patience. You can be
okay. Anyway,
kind with your words.
These guys have like the kobold's flown into some kind of half cock rage. He's obviously carrying volatile stuff in his hands, and Zimbari doesn't seem to be
calming him down.
But you don't have a chance to go do your heel check. So what are the rest of you guys doing?
Yeah, because I just wanted to check him out.
Oh, and he jumped up and pulled a bomb out.
Yep.
I would have pulled up my axe.
No. Hold my hands up. Yeah. No. If it looks like this conversation's kind of going sideways, I will pull off my signet ring.
Okay.
And I'll offer that as compensation. It's worth 75.
Barth.
Lord Voss, this is not required.
Okay, he looks at it, does not put the bombs down, looks at you guys. A little tiny kobold hand comes and takes it. And there's like, sniff, sniff, choo-choo, 75 gold piece signet ring, right?
Yeah.
Sellable for half on the market, which is less than 60, right? So
it's jewelry. That's craftsman. That's 100%. I have levels or ranks in merchant.
I also have diplomacy. That ring is worth far more than your potion. He's offering it to you to appease you, my friend. Above ground, where you're going to have to go.
Let's have your diplomacy there. I don't have to go above ground. You guys come to me.
I assume.
No, 14. I'll take it back down where I get the other stuff. This is as far up as he goes. 14. All right. With a foot, he flicks it back, and you know the little hand ding grabs it. But no more of this. You know, try it first and see how you like it. Stuff. I stand by my wares, and I'll stand by no more nonsense from you surface dwellers in this crap. So.
Oh, no. What you must understand is that we have to be cautious as well. If you were to sell something, say, a potion of poison, and it misdirected on us later.
You drop dead. You see, how do I get your money? Plus, all your friends would attack me. You're not very good at this, are you?
No, you would wait until one of us happened to fall ill. I'm no fool.
What kind of merchant do you think I am?
I heard it's a previous conversation.
You're one of those humanoids. I see. Just because I come from the Underdark and I have scales and all my people set traps are very nefarious.
I respect the kobolds.
That's racist.
No shit.
No, I respect you, sir.
I know that word. He points at the halfling. I know that
heard
word.
Your previous
Here, you know what? I'll show you. I'll show
your
you.
Previous conversation, young sir.
He goes over and comes back and he slaps down something that's written in like Undercommon, which is like a license. It's obviously some sort of merchant's license, you know, Kobold Year Award, some crap.
Yeah.
Anyway,
when he drops that in that license, Bartholomew drops down a coin purse filled with 140 gold in it on top of his license.
Okay. Looks at you and he just.
What do you wish?
What does he want? Was my last healing potion. But I've got, and he just starts, he's looking at the bag. He doesn't pick it up.
Take the potions that are worthwhile.
He doesn't pick it up. Okay, but a claw goes out, and he's slowly looking at you, right? Just kind of.
And the axe is still in
the
hand.
No, he just pushes it to make it clink. And one of his big ear flaps flips up, you know, like he's judging. Just by the sound. You know, takes a guess. He would guess there's at least 100, maybe 150, maybe 120, like some ballpark. You told me it's 140, but like, you know, just from sound alone, he's like, size of the purse, blah, 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 right? Okay. Then he points at you and wants you to open it so he can see that it's not full of copper or bottle caps.
I turn it upside down.
Okay, you just dump it all over the place, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Anything that rolls off, you know, you hear gleeful little kobolds behind the counter. Yay, candy money. Okay. All right.
I do not believe in his finders keepers.
He does not put anything on the counter. He does not put anything in your hands. He steps back, digs in his bags of stuff, and holds it up one at a time. Remove disease. A wand of aqueous orb. Bracers of armor. Cloak of this. Couple other potions, but you know, blah, blah, blah. But for that, he shows you a bunch of cool things, right? If you have more money. Oh, you want this, you want this, you want this. But for that, Well, you know, I'd take almost half of it for the potion of barkskin.
Mm.
You're going to need a lot more, though, if you want this awesome cloak or my bracers or, you know.
Preventing damage is just as good as healing it.
Mm. Yes.
As I said, I'll just act as the go-between unless they actually go any further.
Jay, can you...
I will just translate back and forth.
Jay, can you fire up Pyrolab? And can you plug a wand with a single charge of Aqueous Orb and tell me if it's... I think it's like 75 gold or 30 gold or... It's only got one charge in it.
Sure.
Yeah. Anyway, so to speed things along... Okay.
We have no more healing potions.
No. But to speed things along, as much fun as I'm having with this three-way argument, if you guys pay 20% over market value... He's got a list of stuff.
And that's what I'll tell
him. He does not seem interested in bartering, but he seems threatened easily, but he has radius weapons. Like, the dude will just, like, you know, jump behind the counter and go, here are some grenades, you know, and you guys will be in a lot of trouble whether he lives or not.
Kapoof. I'll just let them know what the markup is then. Yeah. The markup is about 20% beyond what we would normally pay when we found a friendly merchant.
I'm very friendly. Can you tell by my ringing hands?
Does he speak common?
Hmm?
If he doesn't speak common, he doesn't understand what I say back to them. He's just going to have to assume that I'm translating properly.
I'm not talking to you. I'm just talking to myself. Wringing hands. I must look friendly.
Suckers.
So if... go ahead.
So a wand of Aqueous Orb, even if it has only one charge, Aqueous Orb can sometimes be cast at second level, but usually it's at third, which means cast at level 5. So the wand is 225 at full price.
Plus 20%.
Yeah. Anyway, do you guys have any other cash to offer besides this $140?
I have one gold piece.
I have some money.
Okay.
For sure I do.
Well, 1,000
I do as well.
A 1,000 for the braces of armor is actually like 1,200, right? Cloak resistance, 1,000. So, like, it's the only thing.
Consumables.
Yeah. Unless you guys want to try a different tactic to bring him down in price or, you know, some other tactic to get the stuff.
Well, what's the list of things we can buy?
That you can buy with a bag of 140 gold? A potion of...
Well, no. Just what does he have in stock?
Oh, well...
Is a barkskin potion, wand with...
A wand? A potion of remove disease, but that'll cost you like 350?
I have 176.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe we're going to have enough money to pay his unfriendly costs.
Well,
it's almost like the game is encouraging you to kill them.
That's kind of where I was going with that. Yeah, too. You seemed awfully touchy.
No, not at all. Who puts a free merchant in the middle of a dungeon? Video games, not an actual game. It's up to you guys to, like, oh, gee, we can't afford that. Pay up, or just kind of like, you know, no one's... I know I'm trying to get to be a paladin one day, but surely the goddess of light can't see me down here. Gack. Or surely I'll just look the other way, you know, like...
Varth, isn't that some really amazing architecture over there?
Oh, let me wander over and look.
Close the
door. No meta.
I'm only neutral good.
Yeah. What's a paladin that has no powers?
Only neutral good?
I'd like to take a level of paladin. You do, but you have no powers until you atone. Civil service and architecture for, you know, 20 years, and then Sarenrae will think about it. It's your atonement.
Yeah, I'm neutral good. I don't think I would encourage fighting this guy, considering he hasn't been hostile towards us.
You do not want to fight this dude.
No, it's his prices, and he really has no competition.
My nephews could kill the party. My nephew could.
So,
and then you could fight. It's good training for my nephew.
What could we afford for 300 gold?
The potion of remove disease, if you manage to talk him down somehow. The potion of barkskin, and that's it. Everything else is rather expensive.
Barkskin.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You know what else I got? He's got another potion of cure light. He's got several potions of jump, right? So 60 gold can get you his last potion of cure light, up to 3 potions of jump, 60 each. Potion of keen senses, straight up acid in a vial.
What's the acid in the vial? So barkskin and acid
and alchemist fire,
and that too.
He's got anti-plague, he's got tanglefoot bags, he's got thunderstones.
That too.
Yep.
I would say we take all the grenades and we take the healing potion and the bark skin if we can. Run some math. Calculator.
Go! Yay, math.
Alchemist fire is like 25 gold a hit.
25 gold? All right.
I'm asking. I'm asking. I don't have prices listed here.
Then we're answering. Yes.
No.
Yes.
We all agree.
Fire up here. Fire up here, lab, and we'll add 20%. Is it 25 or 50 gold?
Alchemist fire?
Yeah. One look up alchemist fire.
20 gold.
20 gold. Okay. So, and then 60% on that, right? So. It's 24 gold per bomb. He's got 3 of them. So that's a good deal.
Yeah, we'll take all those for sure.
Right, so that's like 72. Okay. Yep. So you guys had 140, and what was the other?
176.
Okay, so going with greed.
316.
I don't have much to contribute, but I will also contribute the last 26 that I have.
Oh, sorry.
Abadar is a giving god, it seems, today.
He is a god of community.
It's both. Well, we need to get out of this place in one piece, so we must act as one for now.
Okay.
We can work it out later.
Okay. So, the 332, right? Look, we're doing math live on the air. I thought this day would never come, damn it.
Dude, we're playing Pathfinders. What did you expect would happen?
It's all math.
So we were doing Pathfinder? Yeah.
Minus 72. Okay, so now you're...
I plan on teaching my son this game as soon as possible to sneak in math early.
That and Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you're dead.
Oh, yeah. How can I teach you algebra on accident? Here, tap two lands.
I can't understand two. Well, if you understand tap two to deal damage, all of a sudden it clicks.
Okay, so you got the Potion of Healing and three Alchemist Fire, and you're down to 200 gold.
Acid?
Acid.
Organic acid. Or organic or metal acid.
I don't know, just said acid.
Generic organic acid. Organic acid, yeah.
It's a vial of organic mercury.
Mm.
So,
glug, glug.
Quite tasty.
I'm assuming that's got to be at least 20-25 gold if it's in the gear list. Anyone?
I'll confirm.
Tanglefoot.
Acid is 10.
Oh, acid is 10, okay.
So 12.
Yeah. So how many? There's like six.
Six? All of them.
Okay.
Unless there's 60. Content. Yeah, cool.
Or, sorry, not 60. 72. 72.
Yeah.
You get a bomb, and you get a bomb, and you get a bomb.
Who's the bomb? We the bomb.
Okay, so 128 left. You guys want a Thunderstone or two?
Sure.
What's a Thunderstone? 50,
sonic damage.
$50, you'd throw this stone down, it goes boom and causes like stunning damage and a huge noise and...
I love it.
Awesome. Yeah,
50% chance to fumble a spell.
Can we get a couple of them, too, with what we got
this
left?
This is the stone you put in that gnome hammer that gives it the shock boom value of swinging around propulsion for extra damage. Sorry, what?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Please. Give us a bomb. Okay, so those are 60 each, so that's 100. Okay, you're down to 8 gold.
All right, everyone at next level.
He doesn't happen to have any bolts, does he?
Does he have any bolts?
Oh, my God.
Or a bow?
Steel armor?
Does he have any bolts?
Or weapons?
You see a short spear leaning against the walls, and Barry gets all glistening-eyed, right? No. It's got all kinds of...
Now would be a perfect time to say yes.
No.
Yes, he does.
No. They are literally giving you range spread damage items, for lack of a mage, that you could just walk up and buy before a very special encounter. And besides, isn't the whole point of, like, let's use stamina points and have samurai and let's all charge in there with cavaliers. We will totally own the combat, Jeff. All cavaliers. I'm like, yeah, hell you will.
Where's my horse?
Where's my stamina points?
Where's my lance?
Hey,
you have a horse? You told
Pretty
me.
Pretty sure you ate it, Matt.
Matt got his wolf in. Didn't you, like, put a service saddle on your horse? I don't know. You guys got to get creative. I allow stuff, but you guys got to actually get it in here. Where's your backup bow? Where's your backup javelin? Where's your...
I was level one when I got my bow. I still haven't afforded a second one.
I have backup armor. It's on the horse. That's why I have no money. I bought backup armor.
And we were at a dinner party, for Christ's sake.
A wizard, a warrior, a rogue, and a cleric. How would they be
walking
doing?
To a bar.
No, how would they be doing right now? I think they'd be in worse shape because of all the combat. Like, they literally did diplomacy. Now they're just giving you endless freaking traps in combat. No, I think you guys are doing fine. Doing fine. And not to mention, there's like five or six of you now, as opposed to a party of four. Because even when Aiden's here, that's like six, plus all the NPC aid, plus the free store. I'm sorry. No. No bowstring. Nothing here. Nothing crafting. Now,
fair enough.
However,
well, I mean, he is like listed module.
He is willing to craft new alchemical items that you might request. You want me to make something for you? I got time. You got time. It's not like you're going anywhere.
Well, I'll let him know that he's offering to make any custom things. My friends, he will make us potions as well, if there's anything else we need.
Hmm.
As soon as you trade with him, which you guys did, you guys bought something, he's like, okay, I think I'll stay here. These guys are, you know, look like suckers. I mean, yeah, I'll set up a store and behind the counter and, you know, craft some new stuff. So what do you want?
Potions of healing?
It says
we have a number of gold for that.
Alchemical items. So I could give you more acid, more alchemist fire, more tanglefoot, but things that are
nothing magical.
No, alchemy items.
Alchemical, not magical.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I think what were we down to anyways? We're down to like 8 gold, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So I'd say flip the change back to Zabari.
Until you need it, I'll hold it for you. Oops, my pouch goes. And I write it down in my little book that I took 8 gold from you. It's on hold.
And
paid $20. How about that?
Fist bump,
okay, now
fist bump the kobold.
Now, what about your healing? Does anybody? Thank you. Does anyone want to quaff that potion? Because you guys have taken serious damage.
I don't want to jump on that boat and be the first guy to say, yeah.
Now, Jeff, I have another question for you because I wasn't here when you were using his magic. Exactly how much healing did he hand out when I wasn't around?
Who?
Zubari.
Oh, I looked after it.
Because it says it says here I haven't cast any spells of level 1 at all.
Oh no, we'd have to go back to the episodes, but you've been casting, you know.
Okay.
And
that's fine. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, gotcha. We were trying to get a bed rest, but then all of a sudden the undead came back out the walls. You guys are like, "Let's leave." Leaving is good, you know. No.
Trust me, if I had some sleep, I could do a few things more, but I understand. Oh. Before I leave, I take my two spears and I look at the next. Do you happen to have a weapon, possibly a mace that I could trade for or purchase? I'm willing to offer my short spears.
I have a short spear. He points at the...
Yeah, no, I mean, even personally, like, is he wearing a short sword or something?
No.
I have no melee weapons per se.
Nope.
Shit. Well, thank you.
And even though it might sound like reverse, right? Us kobolds have a fine tradition of short spears. It's the kobold weapon of choice, and, you know, we all have one. I can say that. That's my word. You can't say that, you know. But, nope. Sorry, fine. No. No bolts. One more potion of healing. Anyone going to quaff it? I'll let you roll yourself because I'm not getting blamed. Roll your own damn potion. Roll.
Barf, I don't need it in any way, shape, or form.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Who's the most messed up?
After you get those four back?
I'm at half.
Yeah.
I'm at 50%.
I am at 45%.
Take it.
All right. 1d8.
Plus one.
Plus one.
Real good.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. 8 points. Noise.
Okay.
Back in business.
You doing Gildervarth,
back in the line.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you guys want to arrange, what was 60 each? The alchemist fire, or the?
Yeah, we cleaned out all the alchemist. Oh, he had
the thunderstones were 60 each.
Yeah, there's one more cure light wounds because he has 3 total. He has 2 easily available, and then there's one that he keeps for himself.
The thunderstones were 60 each.
Yeah, 50. They're not.
Thunderstone is 30 gold pieces.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, so we've got more money.
Nope.
Ha-ha.
I'll tell you what, I'll just throw in that potion.
Sweet, take it.
So,
sold.
Drink it. Drink it now.
Gildervarth, chug this.
Think of Serenray when you do it.
Where are you sitting at?
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I have 3 wounds.
I'm good. I'm solid.
Okay.
And they're subdual.
Oh, okay, so it all goes away after an hour.
Yeah, 2 subdual for me.
I'll take it, says Lord Boltos, who has 8 wounds out of 18. I'm a walking paycheck. Wait.
I drink it and get 3.
Okay, well, that's better than...
You should stop rolling your own healing.
I should, really.
I just didn't want to be...
Excuse me.
I rolled like a...
You throat. There! Pour this down my throat!
And rub it softly while you do it.
Okay.
It's such a noble thing to do, though, really.
Like... No. It's sip grape. Sip, 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 grape. Sip, 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 tangerine.
Ooh.
Don't mess that up. My day's shot.
Off with his head.
Would you like to put an alchemy item on order that I can start brewing right now? Fire, acid, something. A tanglefoot bag.
I don't think we have any money.
Yeah.
Who knows what you'll find in the future and come back to me. I'm going to be here a little while.
Brew us up some more alchemist fire.
You got it.
So we're divvy up the...
You cannot go wrong with alk fire.
Nope. Especially considering we don't have much in the way of ranged or...
You only have 3,
I mean,
so...
I'll give, can I give him a couple arrows and then have him, like, attach them to the tip?
Ooh.
Not aerodynamic. This is an actual, like, pot that for that much spread or whatever. You know what I mean?
I know, but I mean, like, the as far as I'm aware, the fire arrow is technically an alchemical weapon.
I can make you a fire arrow. I cannot attach an alchemist's fire bomb to an arrow and have it function properly.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, cue that up.
Okay. In that case, Juan
is
look at
I'm assuming Juan is translating this suddenly very, very... Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fire arrows are cool.
What are you going to do with a fire arrow with a broken bow?
It's not broken. It's just messed up.
Okay. Now you got a 4, right?
It's damaged.
Yep. Don't want to roll a 1. That hits your feet. I will explode you.
Sir Kobold.
Take my crit cards away. Yes, sir.
Do you or any of your friends have any skill at repairing items?
We're more of a blow stuff, melt stuff kind of crew, but...
Just a question. Is one of you perchance maybe as a hobby or as a hidden skill?
What are you getting at?
To fix up the messed up bow.
Oh, that's easy. Bring me a cat. Cat gut, cat string, done deal. Couple hours, bring me a cat. I need the raw materials.
Do you happen to have a cat handy?
Bring me an item that I bring me an animal about at least you know this big that I can gut and then do this and then.
Wasn't there a room that was like full of taxidermied animals?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, but they're hollow. They're taxidermied. They don't have guts. I need cat guts, not paper mache.
He wants to use tendon and bone to fix it. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, but then I got to dry.
We have a dead noble.
He's also got to dry it out. As much fun as it'll have you guys going, great, you brought me the stuff. No, give me 3 days as I dry this and spin it. And what? We don't have 3 days. Well, so.
Thank you, friend merchant. Okay. I do apologize for our miscommunication that's earlier. Fun. Hopefully we'll see you again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bring more money. Yeah. Great. Doing business with you. All right. You guys can, like, hear Piff and Zarf, like, playing little piles of money. Yeah! We'll have a horde someday! We'll be mighty dragons! What?
As we go to leave, could I, like, stop Zubari and ask him to make me a thing?
A thing?
What do you need?
Yeah. I'm gonna describe it as, like, my character would, but, if you could have make an arrow that has a, that when it hits, it releases a scent that's very easily trackable. Basically, I'm trying to describe a pheromone arrow.
Yes.
You need...
Well, you know what? I will do my best in Draconic to ask him if he has the ability to create scents alchemically. Friend Merchant, do you have anything to create the smell?
Or... Like a musk that would attract or something that would cover?
To attract. Either.
To attract? Sorry. Yeah, I could do that, yeah.
How long would that take you?
Unless you bring me raw materials, I have to go down, you know, through that door, back into the Underdark.
Okay.
Buy the stuff, come back up here, but you know that kind of thing. He's got some loose stuff on hands where he could like, oh, I can make up more fire easy. I can make up some more. You know, if you like want a custom order, it's like, percentage chance that I have everything I need, right? It's like, okay, I have 69% of the items I need, which if I only need 21%. That's
nope.
You know,
I return to Leon. Unfortunately, friend Leon, he does not have the things to aid us right now. He could make them if we find them.
Hmm. Never mind then.
Hey, cleric.
Yes.
You did hold up your holy symbol, right? Remember earlier?
Yes.
Okay. So I know. Okay.
Yes.
I don't think you're a very good translator. I've been watching you, and you say, "Can I do this?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I need this." And you immediately go to them and go, and they go, "Oh," and then they go, "Oh,
you must understand."
Ah, and you go, "Let me ask." You go back.
We have limited things of our own to provide. Therefore,
no, I need material.
We need to be on our way.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm not trying to be rude. It's your language. This language is far more complex. It is easier to describe it in common, simple terms for the simpler beings.
Sense motive. Yeah, you should sell cars. You're good. You should sell carts and wagons. You're good, man. You're good. You show him your secret license of merchant. You're also a merchant. I mean, you are a cleric Adhivar, right? Oh, yeah, Union 401. All right. Represent. All right, boys. So moving on or, you know.
Moving on.
To the north, because the Underdark does not sound like a good place for us to go for safety.
Yeah, so, did we pass out Alchemist Fire?
Yep.
Or is one person getting them all?
No, we'll pass them out.
Okay. I'm assuming everybody that does not have a missile weapon, or...
Yeah, so Gildervarth, Bartholomew, who else do we have?
I don't know.
Fafal?
Is absent.
I mean, if it's available, I wouldn't mind having one. I've got good aim.
Okay, take it.
Throwing works off of your strength, right?
After watching a whole ceiling and hallway collapse, the nobles and Fafal decide to stay at least 2 rooms back.
Smart.
I don't have to get blamed for killing him, and he's remains, you know, relatively safe.
Are you still...
Lord Gildervarth, you're wounded! Behind me!
Oh, right.
And I will take point. And open the door.
There's a lot of looking up in this campaign from now on, eh? The Vicar was in the rafters, the traps are in the rafters, everybody just walks around staring at the ceiling.
Death from above, baby.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Hey, Leering statue. stands atop a plinth not marked on my map for some reason in the northwest corner of this L-shaped hallway. The statue holds a scepter, which it points towards a door to the east. The south end of the hall is a heap of collapsed dirt and wood. So immediately south to your right, as you see, a collapsed hallway. Immediately to your left, up in the corner here, but like basically flush with the center, is said statue. And peeking around the corner, whoop, you see the door that it's pointing at.
Sweet. I will move up to the statue and examine it closely.
I'll follow behind up to the corner of the room.
Okay. Can I have a knowledge history from Leon, who wanted to know about the graffiti paintings last game? Because he was interested
sure.
in...
21 knowledge history of
8.
Score. You know nothing.
I was actually aiming for knowledge noble there, but oh well.
Yeah,
I got a 12.
Picture of this scampy little guy that humps his aunt and it says, Jon Snow, he knew nothing. Little plaque. No.
I'll take a look to see if I can notice anything unusual about it. Not specifically what it is of, but the structure itself with a perception of 21.
Nope. No shifting, no hole covering, no...
Is the scepter removable?
Nope. It's like part of the sculpt, you know?
I wish to percept the hallway.
Okay.
Or anything that is awry. 17.
Well, besides all the bleeding circles on the walls. What?
What?
The entire hallway is what? Covered in circles that look like they're made from fresh dripping blood.
Ooh, blood. Barkley. let's sniffing around.
Let's move through quickly.
Greed.
One at a time, I would say.
If the circles look to be fresh, is there any sign, and it's dripping blood, is there any signs of, like, footprints?
So, you want to check the walls to see what I'm talking about here with circles
of blood? No, like the ground. I'm wondering if, like, because if this is, like, fresh dripping blood on the walls, presumably...
Is it?
Well, it apparently looks that way.
So you are looking at the blood.
Take my finger and touch it.
No, I'm not saying you have to lick it, but it's like, you know, you tell one guy something, he's like, look, bloody walls. Everybody goes, oh, God. And then you go to the second or third or the whatever. It's like, well, if it appears that way, to what?
Are they discernible symbols?
Okay, let's just get everybody up in the hallway here. Okay, and you guys are checking everything out. Leon's checking the floor for footprints of passage to see if anybody's left little prints. At least close to the wall where one would stand in the blood and go blah, 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 and track it around. Yes? That is Leon's intent.
Yes.
Survival. Can I have linguistics or arcana or whatever you think these things might mean, Zimbari, from Zimbari?
I'll try linguistics first.
Have some perception from Barkley and Bartholomew, who are trying to look, sniff, smell, spray. Don't lick that. You don't know where it's been, Bartholomew.
Isn't 13. It survival to follow tracks and perception to...
There's been a lot of debate about that over the years.
14 for Barkley and 15 for Winston.
What I believe it is if you don't have tracking, then you can only perceive tracks and go, look, I found tracks. For a tracker...
Okay, I don't have tracking then.
You can, if you have the survival skill, though, you can kind of skip the perception and just go right into, you know...
I'm not trained in survival yet.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
But
perception
I am.
Perception it is.
I am travel. I am. I will aid.
Okay.
Sir Winston.
I'll take it.
Okay. Before I start giving results, is there any other queries about this hallway in the word of investigation, or is the last man just sort of guarding our butts or something?
I'll guard butt.
Yeah.
It's a very important position.
It really is. That impressive bubble butt on Donald Agan, you know, is imagine like all the...
It's like a full round action.
All the paintings of his family are like the side pose with them sticking out their hips like...
Bartholomew does not skip squat day.
Never.
100 squats, 100 sit-ups.
All in the saddle.
One Punch Man.
That's a great anime.
Oh, amazing.
Okay.
All right, for the aid.
Perfect. 10.
You get +3, my friend.
18.
Bloody circles appear on the walls, and they go all the way down to the end and on the door itself. They are not on the floor. They look like the blood has ran a bit, and I wouldn't say dried, and I wouldn't say runny fresh, but it does look like
congealed.
Yeah, it does look like there. It would be tacky, you know, like it's not so old. Anyway, can I
have... Gross.
Yes. Can I have a fortitude save from Bartholomew, from Barkley, and from Winston?
I love fortitude saves. I woke up this morning going, you know what? Here it is! Oh, nice. 20, not natural.
Barkley 16.
Mm-hmm.
Winston, he's hardy.
He's a thicken.
Of 8.
He licks
I
it.
I rolled a 3.
it's the extra pounds there.
Yes, he's got compromised immune.
Okay.
Is this candied blood?
Hypoglycemia.
No! Ah!
Blood! I love blood!
a simple circle drawn in blood. Perhaps it's the fuzzy etching. Perhaps there's something more there. But you two and Barclay are assaulted by negative energy. You, all three of you, take 1 point of damage, and Barclay fails his fortitude save and takes 1 point of strength damage.
Well, that would be Winston, unless Barclay can.
Oh, the 8. Sorry, 16. No, sorry, Winston, the guy that got the 8. Sorry.
Ouch!
Oh my!
Ooh!
Takes a point of strength damage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sucks.
Oh, we gotta go.
Yeah. Nope.
The walls, they're poison! Don't we must flee!
Why'd you lick it?
I love blood.
Blood pudding.
All the way down to the end of the door.
Okay.
We gotta go.
Okay. You examine the door, Gildavarth?
I open the door.
It's locked.
I unlock the door. Like how we did that?
You have died
of dysentery.
Can I have a fortitude save from Lord Varth?
Well, I don't touch the blood.
You don't touch the blood. Gross. All you got to do is look at this thing for a round. And if you guys are like, how does this unlock? Or is there a lock? Or, is this the door with two locks?
12.
You barely save, but you do take 2 points of negative energy damage. The circles are everywhere. Everywhere. Juan, my man, can I have a fort save? This guy was literally going, and studying them. Can I have a fort save, please, Juan?
There it is.
Special roll for you, buddy. You take it.
And 9.
1 point of strength damage and suffer 5 points of negative energy drain. Get your very own dice roll.
Takes me to 0.
This door has 2 locks and requires.
Did you just drop?
I just dropped.
And requires 2 keys and Zimbari yaks.
Go. I got him.
But I can tell you this. Varth ran up there, right, to the door? And I said the door was locked, and you said I unlocked the door?
Yep.
You try one key, it goes click.
Yep.
Halfway there.
Put the key in the second hole, turn it?
No. Different key. Do you guys have more than one key?
Where did the other key go?
There's a key elsewhere.
You said key, click. Put it in the second key. Same key. Click as well. You trying a different key?
We only have one key.
You have several keys. You guys found.
We got the one that we found on the bed.
2 in the safe room. There was the gold.
Oh, yeah.
The gold key in the dresser. There was the brass key in the bed. There was Factor 12's key.
Yeah, I mean, go through the Rolodex of keys if that's what it takes. We got to get out of here.
Okay. I believe you guys have obtained all the keys. One found in C11 and the other in C14. And I believe that's Factor 12's key. And. We're C11 3. 17. Anyway, I'm pretty sure, because I've made a note, that you guys have got. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Oh. Oh. Ooh. You don't. The key by the bed opened the secret door to get you in here. You are still a key short.
By any chance, my holy shimble shaped like a key?
Run away.
Maybe.
You're unconscious. No suggestions, please.
It's on the outside of my jacket there. It's right there where you can see it.
It may be best to make a tactical retreat here anyways. We know that there is someone waiting for us at the end of that, and we're rather beat up.
Yep. I grab Zimbari, throw him over my shoulder.
Yep.
Fireman, carry him.
Yep. You notice his key-shaped amulet dangling, jouncing along as you...
You what? I rip it off his neck.
Okay.
He's unconscious. Pass it forward.
He immediately crumbles to dust, withering up like you drop water on him.
What?
He pulled a soul into the lava cleric.
That's my symbol.
He wakes up. 25 gold. That'll cost you. Anyway. You guys book it out of there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. There's Mimpus. Hey, back so soon, eh? Why can't you understand me? Oh, what happened to him? Makes sense. I was like, great. There goes our translator. What do you guys want to do now?
Camp for a day.
Yep. And ask the nobles if they had perchance come across any keys.
Is there a spot we feel safe in?
Yeah, right here.
Factor 12.
Oh, yeah, with the kobolds. Smart.
I mean, that too.
Yeah.
We'd have to pay them, though.
No, we don't. We won't kill them.
Why do we got to pay him? He doesn't own the dungeon.
No, right? No. He just like they came up here and like, oh, he just kind of let's do business, throw stuff behind the stall. Yeah, they were like moving in.
Flob Zimbari on the table.
He's our friend now.
Oh,
yeah, he made. A lot
oh yeah, I can make a high quality bowstring out of this bastard. Just takes the dagger.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, too bad you couldn't understand me. I pierce his ribs and off we go. Cat gut everywhere. No, I'm just kidding.
We had a good run.
He doesn't know what you want to do with the body.
Yeah,
so
he's got a new bow.
It goes every time you twang it. 50 gold healing. Twang. The memory of me is in the string. You hear his voice asking for higher prices. No.
If
you
slap who has a heal check ability? If you anybody?
Yeah, the cleric.
No, not him. He's dumb.
Sorry.
Because I'm pretty sure the majority of the cavaliers in this room.
I am not trained in it.
Okay, hang on. No. For starters, Zimbari, what did you drop to exactly? What is your current hit point, even if it's in negatives?
-2.
Okay.
Not is it hit points or strength that you...
Oh, you take both.
I took hit points, Jim.
Okay, you're a -2. Oh. One, I'm going to say, even with a hustle, it's 3 rounds. Can I have 3 stability checks? Because you're, you know, the energy, you know, you're bleeding out, as it were, until somebody stabilizes you. Or you self-stabilize.
Okay. Which one? Where is it?
You get a, is it a flat con check, or you get to add your con bonus? I can't remember. I think it's like a flat con check of like 10. In your case, 12, because you take the -2 off. Just roll.
And I get my constitution bonus.
Right.
So
there you go. So while his eyes are fluttering, and the rounds are ticking by, does anyone have a cleric? My God. Oh, okay. He stabilizes right away. There you go.
Yeah.
So you don't take any more damage. You're at -2. You're unconscious, but at least you are stable. And meanwhile, back at the desk, Kobold just keeps asking you questions. Lifts up like a pinky. Bump. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like, what do you want? Are you selling me his carcass, or you want me to heal him? What, you know, what do you want? Because you put it on the counter, right? So he thinks there is some kind of, you know.
Nope, just check his wounds and start making camp. I mean, there's not a whole lot else we're going to do right now.
Okay.
So I will...
Are we making camp here? Should we go get the nobles? Would the nobles be okay camping here?
We don't want to go back to the table.
We don't have a lot of choice. This seems the safest room.
Perhaps we can use some of their currently held wealth if needed. Or maybe one of them has been trained to be a hospitalizer and can help with our cleric of Abadar.
It's worth a shot.
Healing is a free skill. So if you guys do first aid or, you know, try to assess, somebody should be able to at least, you know, field medic and go, okay, he's not dying.
Especially with all our aid and others.
Not to mention, well, you guys are all exposed to the exact same effect. You know how it made you feel? And he falls over. It's like, okay. We don't know what happened to us, but, you know.
If Winston and I take 10 on aid another to somebody else.
You're not going to be able to restore hit points to him, but you will be able to tell if he's dying or what happened to him.
Yeah, that's all I want to do is just see if he's okay. All right, so if they're taking a 10 to aid, I'm taking a 10 to
you get a +7
determine
for both of us.
So then I'll get an 18.
Okay. Yeah, it just looks like he got hit hard with the negative energy that flew through you guys. But we did notice that Juan literally went up, had a good look at the circles and was exposed the longest, and then depending on how long we looked and how interested we were and then our own fortitude, oh, shrugged that off. Only 1 point, only 5 points, only, ooh, you know, Winston takes a point of strength. You know, it's something magically, nastily, necrotically draining is going on in that hallway with you guys, and unfortunately the cleric got the worst of it. But it doesn't seem to continue to, you know, he is breathing, he's in rough shape, he looks really ill, but doesn't seem to be continuing to, you know.
Okay.
That little gremlin that gave us the direction failed to mention this. That would have been relevant information.
Yes, yes, it would have.
Varth, you wish to... Leon, you as well. Winston,
sense,
perhaps, maybe...
Sense motive, boys?
Okay.
Anyone? Flat DC?
Yeah, hang on, Jim.
You guys are 18. Two of you start having 13. An open discussion.
12.
Why would I send you to a hallway of death?
17.
Why, oh, why would I send you to all the way of death? Anyone? You all pass.
Yeah.
Because he could then go loot the bodies?
Yep.
Because he's...
I can't take you, but that hallway will kill you, and I'll just show up tomorrow and do-do-do-do, you know.
Then it's time to go get us a gremlin.
Leon, how's your bow? Looks phenomenal.
Who needs a bow? You guys have alchemist fire. And more on the way. Yes, waste it all here.
That's fine.
Same as it's been so far. I do think it might be easier to just start a fire and smoke him out.
Let's go get him.
Yeah. All right.
Autobots, roll out.
You guys collecting brush and twig using your survival skills? Because I believe you guys had some...
Oh, yeah. I have tons of survival skills.
Do you have training in survival the skill?
Yes, yep. I am. That's a great thing about being Order of the Dragon.
Okay, let's have it.
Aha!
I'm aiding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It doesn't help any rolls, too. 7.
Chopping the abundant brush.
But...
Actually,
11.
11, yeah.
Yeah. You're spinning it counterclockwise. Go clockwise.
Spending time to avoid the green and going for the brittle brown dried up brush. Stacking on a pew, making a nice, respectable fire, finding a vantage point where the most damage can be done to the air with smoke as opposed to trying to damage the actual structure. And plop, he hits the ground running. Because I can't breathe up here, so down he comes.
Get him!
Start the Benny Hill music?
Despite all my speed, cunning, and nastiness, right, I will hand wave this combat. It's like, I gotta get through 6 people and go where? You know what I mean? There's nowhere I can go where you can't find me and get me. This is the only place with a rafter that I can get away. You know what I mean? Like, all the ceilings are only 10 feet high. You know what I mean? So, I will say time goes by. Okay, but I would say about an hour or two later, after prep, smoke, ventilation, chop,
yep. And Barth, don't forget, Barth has to inspect the architecture at some point.
Yep. You have your prey cornered.
I surrender, I surrender. No more, no more. Just keep...
You'll die.
Keep that beast off of me. There's
and,
like
Winston charges.
There's like Barkley.
Bartholomew holds him in a Nelson.
Wait, don't kill me.
Kill him.
I'll give you all the magic I have hidden. You kill me, you'll never know where it is. You'll never find it.
Roll for initiative.
Holding.
Fool me once, shame on me.
Can't fool me twice.
Fool me twice? Well, you can't fool me twice.
Ah, but I offer to surrender.
I don't have to take it.
I know.
I mean, you pray to Serenre, actually, the goddess of mercy.
Yep. He doesn't have to take this shit. Nope.
I don't have to take it. I just don't have to kill him.
Your companions look pissed, and they take great offense for the slightest of slight. What tactical advantage?
Oh, I don't even wait. As soon as that sucker hits the ground, I'm charging.
Yeah, we did that bit. We chased him all around, and you guys have him pinned in a corner.
And he can't get away from my charge.
Right. So he's a coward. He offers to surrender, and he also offers, you know, his life in exchange for his hidden treasure. And you're right. Like, nope, you die. So this is what's happening. Barkley threatens and is intending to kill Winston and Vicar if Barkley can get away with it. Winston wants to at least kill Vicar, at least unless this is a really good bluff.
I put down my bow and go to stand in front. I'm not going, like, my honor would not allow me to kill someone who has surrendered.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give him a beating, but I don't intend to kill him. Not after he's surrendered.
Okay, so...
He gets a beating,
though. Do you remember back in the day when we suddenly went, oh my god, you know, what if you guys thought Vinmark boy here was responsible for the slaughter? What would you guys do? And we all thought about role-playing, and Winston was the one that would be like, you know, blah, you know, all this confrontation. Well, we finally have it. Winston, this little evil shit.
Yeah.
Tried to use evil necromancy to kill you, and the samurai jumps in his way.
Took down Zubari.
Yeah. Feel free to roleplay, threaten each other, but the best part is right behind Leon, okay? Varth is just, like, beating the shit out of him with his shield. Like, he's just, like, while this get out of the way kind of thing is going on, right? Varth's just going to town on this little thing with the shield, like, you know, surfboard.
Stand down, Vinmark! This creature deserves to die!
This creature is a non-combatant.
Who sent us in a room to die? Think of our companion! Ah!
And at the time, we had apparently been...
Hold me back! Come on, hold me back!
Don't ask Barkley.
Barkley put an arm across his chest.
Barkley's scared shitless of you. He's like, I just peed a little. I mean, even Barkley's scared of the new Winston.
He's raged. Next level.
We had been attacking him until just then.
Foam.
Okay.
Makes sense that he would then attempt to continue being violent.
So
he started that in cult altercation as well!
Do you charge?
He's evil, I swear it!
Leon,
stand aside!
Are you granting the little bugger a +4 shield bonus or aid another to give the guy AC?
And Winston's on the back of Barkley, and Barkley's pacing back and forth because this is a sweet little chew toy.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot allow you to harm him with the intent to kill.
Yardley Finbark, and I turn on my heel and walk away.
Okay. Bartholomew.
That was a lot easier.
Bartholomew's pale as a ghost. He looks like he shit himself, right? Bartholomew, what are you doing during all this?
Probably helping Barth.
Back Winston.
He's holding. Yeah.
What's that? Oh, you were, oh, so
I
you,
was attempting
you,
to hold. Okay. I was attempting to hold back Winston, but he's a fully mounted cavalier. Okay. That's next to impossible.
Okay.
That's like a plus 20 to everything you do.
Would you, you know, get in his way or do nothing or?
I'd put my bulk in front of him.
Okay. Well, Leon's got this. The man's cold, steely gaze looks like there is no quarter here. That's why I even said, oh, geez, even you look, you know, you and Bart type of thing. These men are like locked in stairs. However, your presence shifting, like obviously giving aid to Leon.
Yes.
Okay. Barth.
Yes.
Kidding about the shield, but kidding, not kidding. No. Well, this all plays out in front of him, in front of you, right? Your companions are bickering amongst themselves whether to kill this thing or not. You guys have it cornered.
Everything on the table now, or you will be judged harshly.
Okay. He tells you, like, and again, it's a really weird place, you know? Like, you don't want to see where he reaches up in his toga and then goes...
The back seat of a Volkswagen?
And then, yeah. And then takes you guys behind the temple and unlocks a bunch of stuff. And anyway, he pulls out his little magic bag containing hundreds of gold pieces worth of gems and two potions that he says will make you as endurable as a bear. And a key.
Take the key. Storm off.
Take the bag.
Take it all.
Everything. Take the toga.
Barkley just walks over and pees on him.
It burns! It burns! So much ammonia! Okay.
That's all I'm after is the key so we can leave.
Yeah.
All
right.
I'm not trying to rob him or... Other than that, I mean...
Oh, to pay for the healing that will be required.
There you go. That's good justification.
Yeah. You guys also have gems that you can use to barter for more stuff from Mimpets.
And then I leave.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taking just the key.
We were looking for a good place to sleep. Awful smoky here in the temple, but it might have been a good place to sleep.
No.
Okay. Varth emerging in slow motion, then Leon right behind him. Then, you know, from the smoky temple and in the, you know, slow motion watch.
Who guys?
It explodes behind us.
I'll kick out the fire on the way out.
I thought you said, I kick up the fire, just boom.
Yeah. We did start the fire. Yeah. It was never burning till we started turning.
All right.
And as you slow motion walk towards your resting place, somebody notices somebody's still missing and turns to another and says, "Really?
Fuck, Jeff, that's not what I meant. Fafo!
He's with the nobles.
He's with the nobles. No, he's not. Where is he?
He's not with the nobles.
No, he was, but he's still missing. Oh, no, there he is. Okay. Say goodnight, Fafal. Oh, I'm very sorry, Jeff. You're my best friend.
I hope he sees that.